Hello there. I'm sure you're wondering how I am appearing on your computer screen right now. Hey, if you turn off your computer or turn off this screen, I will release all the footage of you masturbating and watching that underage porn that you've been purchasing. Seems like I've got your attention now, huh? Oh, the look of panic on your face is priceless. Now, you will do every single thing I say, and you will be okay. Well, more or less. Now, stand up and pull down those sexy pajama pants. Oh dear. I can see your erection through your boxers. You're such a pervert. Now I will have zero remorse over what will happen next to you. You have a thing for brunettes with blue eyes, I guess. After we are done, you will be scared shitless of any brunette with blue eyes. Now, show me what you got, big boy. Oh, you have a huge pair. What a pity. What is coming next will make you regret ever watching underage porn. The scared look on your face makes me think you may have an idea of what is coming. But believe me, you have no clue. Now, do everything I say to the word, or I will start sending your footage. I have it already and the files are already attached, so all I have to do is press send and... Let's warm you up, huh? I want you to grab a hold of both your balls from the base of your scrotum with your left hand really tight so that both your balls are squeezing out. No, you better hold them tighter than that. Oh, you're already sweating. We haven't done anything yet. Oh. All right, Mr. Big Guy. I want you to use your right hand to slap those balls hard. I want to hear the slap, otherwise it won't count. I want you to slap them 10 times. And if any of the slaps was not hard enough, you get to start from the beginning. What are you waiting for? Slap number one. Number two. Number three. Oh, those are good. Number four. Stop. What was that? I barely heard that slap. Better start over. Number one. Number two. Those are much better. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Don't stop now, almost done. Number seven. Number eight. Stop. The last one wasn't even hard enough. Though I see your balls are already getting red. Okay, big guy. This is your last shot of making it right. If you mess up this time, your girlfriend will be the first to receive this footage. Come on, I know you can do it. One, two, three, four. Keep going. Five. Oh, so red and swollen. Number six. Four more to go. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Come on, last one. Make it a good one. Number 10. There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Actually, I would have no idea. Oh, the color of your balls now is turning me on. The light tinge of purple. Now, while still holding onto your balls with your left hand, I want you to squeeze them with your right hand. Tight. Go on. Do not let go till I say so. Yes. Keep going. Squeeze harder. What is this? That is not how I would squeeze them. Squeeze them as if you want to pop them. Well, you'd be lucky if they popped now. Now keep going. Yes. Almost there. Hey. Did I say you could let go? What? You can't take it? Well, if you let go again without me saying, the footage goes to your girlfriend and all of your colleagues at work. Now you need to start over. Use your thumb and index finger to apply the pressure on each testicle. Just like what I'm doing now with my fingers. Now, do it as if you want to pinch them off. I want to see the veins popping out of your nutsack. Come on now, or I will start sending the footage. Yes, good boy. Now, keep on squeezing. Harder now. Harder. Yes, harder. Harder. Oh, okay, stop. That's enough. You're giving me a headache by all your screams. Oh, man. You're sweating like you just ran a marathon. A girl from our team is outside your door now and is waiting with a package. Go get the package and come back. I hacked into your computer. Easily, by the way. Why do you think it's strange I know where you live? Hey, what are you doing? No, no. And go to her naked with those blue balls and flaccid cock. I'm sure she would enjoy the sight of that. You're blushing and more sweaty. I'm sure she had a good laugh. Now starts the hard part. Open the box and take out the rope. Oh boy. You're sweating even more. I guess you had a glimpse of the other contents. Now I want you to tie the balls from the base as hard as you held them before. No, tighter than that. I don't give a fuck if it hurts or if they both pop right off. Do as I say or else. Okay. That will be better. Now I want you to pull the rope up, pulling your balls with it away from your body. Pull higher. Higher, I say. Okay, enough. That was purely for my entertainment. Now, look into the box. You will find two syringes filled with liquid. Take them out. I want you to inject each syringe into each of your nuts. What? Did I just hear a no? Should I send the footage? No, you do not get to ask what is in the syringe. Do as I say. Now inject the fucking syringes into your testicles, okay? This is your last chance. Do it now, or I press send to everyone you know. Oh, finally. I can see you squirming in pain now. Guess what was in the syringes? It's chlorine, you idiot. Basically, both of your balls are totally goners now. But there's only one way you can save your cock before the chlorine reaches it. The rope is restricting the blood flow from your nutsack to your cock. But chlorine will reach there within the next 10 minutes. I can see the look of panic on your face. Kind of hot, actually. Now, are you just going to stare and wallow over your lost nuts, or are you going to try and save your dick? Good boy. Now, listen. You will find two pills in a plastic bag inside the box. Take them with a cup of water. They are just to manage the pain. Okay, drink the water. Good. Those pills won't do anything for the pain. They were just to keep you from fainting from the pain. Now you will find some bandages, some tissue, a scalpel, a scissor, and a jar full of saline in the box. Take them all out. Hey, stay focused. You have 7 minutes left. Now, if you mess up in any of these steps, both your balls and your cock, and possibly some other internal organs will die. So you better man up and take away your manhood. Put some of the towel under the table and start by making a small incision in the flesh on your right testicle. The pressure will get your testicle to pop right out. Do it. Oh, that's hot. Hey, stay focused. Now, do the same to your left testicle. No time left. Be quick now. Oh yeah, the sight of both testicles dangling outside of your body is the sexiest thing I've ever seen. Now comes the best part. At least for me. I want you to take the scissors, like a good boy, and bring the jar and open it. And place it under your testicles. You know what to do. Snip, snip. Come on now. Both testicles in the jar now. Or I press send. And your cock gets lost in the process. You have 10 seconds left. Do it. Now. Just watching your testicles fall into the jar is so hot. Now, big boy, or shall I say ex-boy, use the bandage to stop the bleeding and go open the door with the jar after you close it. The same girl from before will be waiting for your jar. Be quick now. I can still send the footage if you don't do as I say. Give it to her and come back. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, the effect of the pills you took will wear off in a couple of seconds, and then you will faint. I just gave an anonymous call to 911. You will wake up in the hospital, and once you wake up, you will find your phone buzzing nonstop. Guess what? I'm going to send out the footage anyway. Also, it only took less than 5 minutes for the chlorine to reach the vessels of your dick, so you will probably wake up missing your dick as well. Sweet dreams.